We're in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Hilchos Seiruvei Tchumin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chaf Zayin. For those who have the standard 8-volume sets, it would be page 164, the right-hand column towards the top. I believe this is going to be the final shir on this chapter of Likutei Halachos, closing this halacha and closing Hilchos Seiruvei Tchumin. This chapter, if you recall, was based on a combination of two chapters in Likutei Moran. The first one is entitled Azamra L'Elokai B'Oidi, which is chapter 282 in the first half of Likutei Moran. The second one is the chapter entitled Aye Mekoyim Kavoidoi, which is in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 12. And now, in these final paragraphs, Rav Nosson Zal is going to be wrapping things up. Paragraph Chav Zayin. V'alkein tzivo likach tzinsenes achas mon l'mishmeres l'doresechem l'man yiru es halechem v'chulu. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been discussing till now, we'll be able to understand why Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to package one unit of mon and to save it for generations so that the Jews in future generations will be able to see the special food that Hashem provided for the Jews while they were traveling through the desert. And as is written in another pasuk, Hadur Atem Ru'u Devar Hashem, see the word of Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says now, because in the previous shir, we discussed the mon and how the mon came to the Jews in the desert and what it represented, where it was coming from. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how this relates to us today. Ki tzorich kol odom leida shegam ato nimsheches haparnoso bebchinas hanal, bebchinas mon. Each and every single person has to realize that even though today we don't receive the mon from Hashem exactly the same way the Jews received it in the desert, still, our parnosa today is also coming to us in a similar conceptual manner as the mon did. Ki afal pi sha'ato eino misnaig mamish kamoi birida samon shiorad maichel mezuman dvaryoi miyoimoi, because even though today it's not exactly in the same manner whereby the mon came down to the Jews ready each and every single day, v'achshov manig Hashem yisborach b'decher achar k'tzas, and now Hashem conducts things a little bit differently, u'gedelo hatvua al shono shlema, and our crops of grain grow and provide for us a year at a time, u'lefamim li'oyser, and at times a grain crop can even be stored for longer than a year, and each and every single person receives their parnosa in the manner that's suitable for them. There are those who profit and are able to support themselves for a year and sometimes longer than a year based on a profit that they made on a certain deal, a certain transaction. V'yesh l'chodesh, and there are those who have parnosa on a monthly basis. V'yesh v'chein kama shinuyim, and many variations. V'yesh shehu oni, and there are those who are so poor u'bedoichek mekabel parnosos eliyomoi that he barely scratches together what he needs for the day. U'kiyotze bozeh shinuyim lein mispor, and there are an infinite number of variations of this. However, still, even today, we are being nourished by Hashem by receiving the mon, meaning, as the Torah tells us, that Hashem has only given his Torah to those who eat mon. And as is found in the pasuk that we quoted earlier, Hador atem ru'u dvar Hashem. I want you to see the word of Hashem. Shimu lo'inemar. It doesn't say hear the word of Hashem. El ru'u. witness it. You will see it yourselves. Re'u b'ma nisparnesu avoseichem. Look at how your forefathers were sustained. Because today also, our parnosa comes to us via the Maimar Sosum. We had learned earlier that when Hashem first created the world, the entire world was created by 10 statements of creation, the Asora Ma'amorois. 9 of the 10 statements are obvious, where in the Torah it writes clearly, Vayomer Elokim, Hashem said, let there be light, let the waters gather, etc. One of the 10 statements, the first of the 10 statements, is referred to as Maimar Sosum. It's a hidden saying. It's a hidden statement. And that's the first sentence, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim VeHaOretz, where the Torah tells us, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. That's also one of the 10 statements of creation. And in fact, it's the most important one. It's the most powerful one. And it's referred to as the hidden statement, Maimar Sosim. Utzrichin lavor tchilo derech mekoymoy sorechoykem anal. Shemishom kol hanesyonois shel kol oiskim beparnoso sheyeh masumaten be'emuna. And before a person is able to receive their parnoso, they have to first pass through certain places that are very distant from Hashem, seemingly very distant from Hashem. And those places are where a Jew is tested. And especially those people who are trying to earn a livelihood go through all kinds of different tests, and whereby the person has to prove themselves, sheyeh masumaten bemuna, that they're able to conduct their trying to earn a livelihood in an honest way. And that the person's need for money does not allow the person to fall into stealing or denying, you know, speaking falsely, the taivas mamoin, or an improper lust for money, wanting to have too much money, more than they really need. Hanimshach me'aklipois sheyon kimishon, where these feelings, these problems, these tests come from the klipos, from the forces of tumah that draw from there, mibchinas maimar sosum, from that maimar sosum, as we mentioned earlier. V'acharkach tekev kishemekablam eze parnoso oyashirus mishom. And what happens is, as soon as a Jew receives a portion of parnoso or wealth, which comes from this maimar sosum, nis'alim ho'er etzloy miyad, the light immediately is extinguished. The person receives a blast, and then it goes away. And the person is left with that feeling again of wondering, where am I going to get my next dollar from? Where am I going to get my next blast of parnosa? Despite the fact that it was just a short while ago that the person received a package of money. And the person, what the person received, they saw was clearly through the divine supervision of Hashem. Despite that, we see that it's human nature, even though he just received a serious amount of money, immediately afterwards, he's starting to worry and wonder and think, where is my next money going to come from? And this applies to each and every person on their level. The truth is that each and every person has to strengthen themselves with serious trust in Hashem. And not to worry at all whatsoever about tomorrow, about next week, next month. As our rabbis teach us, Shemi shedoyeg mayoichel amochor humi mechusrei amono, that a person who's worried about what they're going to have to eat tomorrow, that person is considered to be lacking in faith in Hashem. Ki be'inyin hamshochas hashefa v'aparnoso shnim shach mebchinas hamayim rasosum, shom Iker Hanisyonois Shel Hodom. Because regarding this issue, regarding a person receiving parnoso, or receiving whatever they need from Hashem, whether it be health, whether it be a shidduch for themselves or for a child, whereby all of these things come from the Maimar Sosum, from this hidden statement of creation, Shom Iker Hanisyonois Shel Hodom. That's where the main tests that a person, that a Jew experiences, actually apply. Bebechinas, as the Torah tells us, Leman Anasenu, that the manner in which Hashem provides sustenance for us is in a manner whereby the person is being tested. Shashem Yisborach Mamshich Umoyred Hashefa V'Parnosa L'Chol Echod Bo'ifen She'yi Lo Nisoyin V'Kanal, whereby Hashem gives sustenance to each and every single person in a manner that person on their level is being tested. The hoikar, and the most important thing is, sheyitle einov lamoro im bechol pam shechoselar parnosa, that the person should always turn their eyes heavenward whenever the person feels they're lacking in something, they need something. Ki ein shum eitzo acheres ba'olam klal, because there is no other solution in the world whatsoever. There's no other advice. Dahainu, meaning sheyelech bederech hanal, that the person should follow the path that we discussed earlier. Sheyichapes v'yivakeshes Hashem Yisborach tomid afilu b'mekoymes orachoykamanal, that the person should seek out Hashem all the time, even when the person finds themselves in a place that seems to be very far from Hashem, even when the person is feeling completely distant. And if the person will really believe in Hashem and seek Hashem, that person will be privileged that Hashem will shine a light to them, even where they're at. And automatically, if Hashem is shining his light to the person will definitely receive whatever they're lacking, whatever they need. Ki kol Toiv nimshach misham, because all goodness comes from Hashem and comes from this Maimar Sosum. Ve'o'ikar, and the most important way that a person is able to connect and to be able to receive what they need is al yedei hadrisha v'habakosha v'achipus kanal, by seeking and yearning and searching. Bebechinas v'dorshe Hashem lo yachseru chol toiv, as David HaMelech tells us in Psalms and Tehillim, those who seek out Hashem, those who search for Hashem, will not be lacking in anything that's good. Paragraph Chavches. V'zeu bechinas ma'shom razal v'yichan pnei hoir shekova tchumin im dimdumei chamo. With this, we can also, Rav Nosson Zal now is going to connect this to the meals, the three meals that a Jew is obligated, required to eat on Shabbos. The Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu came to a certain city, he rested there. And the Gemara tells us, Shekova Tchumen, he established his boundaries for Shabbos, for travel on Shabbos, Im Dimdume Chama, as the sun was about to start setting. Kisholosh Sudoi Shel Shabbos Hem Keneged Gimel Avos, because the three meals that we eat on Shabbos correspond to the three forefathers of the Jews, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'hoikar hu Yaakov, the most important one is Yaakov Avinu, Shekoilel U'mechaber U'meyached Shnei Adrochem Anal B'yachad. Yaakov Avinu is always referred to as the combination of Avraham and Yitzchak. Meaning, regarding our discussion, Avraham and Yitzchak represent the two paths of Azamra and Aye, and Yaakov Avinu is the combination, the blend of both of them together. Sheze ikar bechinas kedusha Shabbos. This is the real holiness of Shabbos. Shenimshach al yedei achilas Shabbos, which a person takes upon themselves through the meals of Shabbos. Dahainu al yedei asholish sudas, the three meals. Ki suda alev, because the first meal, the meal that a Jew eats on Friday night, who connected Avraham Isha Chesed, corresponds to Avraham Avinu, who is known as the man of kindness. Shehu Melamed Zchus, he was always able to find good, find merit in a person. Umamshe Chasodim Al Yisrael Tomed Al Yidane Kudus Tovish Moitzabahem, and he was always able to draw kindness upon the Jewish people by finding good points in them at all times. Shezeo Bechinas Hadera Shel Azamronal, that's the path of Azamra that we learned about earlier in the previous Shirim. VeYitzchok Hu Bechinas Oilo Tmima, Yitzchok Avinu is the one who at the age of 37 was asked to be a sacrifice, a burnt sacrifice offering for Hashem. Bechinas va'aye hasel o'ilo hanal, as the Torah tells us that when he was being taken by his father on the to the mountain, he asked his father, where is the sheep that's going to be used for this sacrifice? And it was told to him that he was going to be the sacrifice. Shezeh, and the word aye was used over there, as Rabbi Nachman points out in chapter 12 in the second half of Likud Imran. He ties this pasuk aye hasel o'ilo into the discussion of aye mekoyim kavoidoi. Shezeh haderech hakodesh hischil al yidei akedas Yitzchok, this path of aye mekoyim kavoidoi, of a Jew searching for Hashem even at times when he can't seem to find any connection, that began from the Akedah of Yitzchok Avinu, Sheshom Ne'emar HaMikra Hazeh. That's when this pasuk was written. Ki Yitzchok Mamtik HaGvurois B'Sharoshom, because Kabbalistically we're told that Yitzchok Avinu is the one who has the ability to sweeten the harsh judgments in their place of origin, at their root. Shehu ha'alomas ha'maymar sosmanal, and the root of these harsh judgments, the source of the gvurois, is this maymar sosum. Shemishom shoyresh ha'gvurois ha'kedoishois, that's actually the source and the root of the holy type of judgment that comes from Hashem. Gvura means judgment, or harshness, or acts of strength, acts of power, revelation of Hashem's power and might. Veshom hamtokoson, and it's there in the place of aye, which is the sphere of keser. It refers to the highest light of Hashem, which is this hidden light, this maimar sosom. That's where this harshness is sweetened. Ki be'emes ha'halomo hu chesed niflam oid, because Rav Nosson Zal tells us the truth is that the fact that the light is hidden over there is an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Hu kemuvon bekisvei Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, the Kabbalistic writings of the Arizal, she'ikar hamtokas kol ha'gvurois b'sharoshon, that the main sweetening of all harshness and judgment of Hashem in its root takes place through the light of Keser, the light of the crown, which is synonymous with Ayeh, Sheshom Kol Tleser Mechilin Derachmi. That's where the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem are found. Sheikar hachesed v'rachmim shenimshach mishom hu machmashashom nimtokim agvurois b'sharoshom, whereby the main reason why all kindness comes from there is because that's the place where harshness has to be sweetened and softened in its roots. V'alkein oichlin beis sudois k'neged Avram v'Yitzchok. This is why we eat two of the meals on Shabbos that we eat, the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal, corresponding to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu, Shehem Bechinas Beis Hadrochim Anal. They represent these two paths that we learned about earlier, the path of Azamra and the path of Aye. Shehem Azamra Vayanal, Sheikar Tikun Hadrochim Anal, Hual Yidei Achila Shabbos, whereby the main way that we're able to correct and improve our paths, our travels, is through the food that we eat on Shabbos, Shaydezeh Nasim Drochim Kvushim L'Rabim Kanal, which is what establishes paths that can be used by the public. As we learned earlier, several lectures back, where we discussed the topic of Tchum Shabbos, and we explained why it is that wherever a person places their food, their meal of Shabbos, that's what defines their path of travel for Shabbos. Ve'yakov hu bechinas habriach hatichon mavriach min hakotzer lakotzer. And Yaakov Avinu symbolizes, just like we have in the Beis Hamikdash, that board in the middle, which extends from one end to the other, shekoilel umechaber umeyached beis hadrochem anal biyachad, he's the one who includes and unites and unifies these two paths of azamro lalakai biyodi and aye mekoyim kivoidoi, shezeo bechinas ikar shleimus hayichud shenase b'shabbos. This is the real true unification that takes place on Shabbos, which is the blending together of these two paths. One path we learned earlier, azamro lalakai biyodi, which refers to a person being able to search inside of themselves and find good points in themselves at all times, by which to lift themselves up and give themselves the encouragement and inspiration and motivation that they need to move forward, to do good things. That's azamro. And the path of aye refers to a person who feels that they're in a place where they see nothing. They can't even find any good points whatsoever, and they simply feel that the only thing they could do is cry out, Hashem, where are you? This cry of aye mekoyim kevoidoi, where are you, Hashem? And be able to connect with Hashem in that way and pull themselves out of the mud, out of whatever ditch they find themselves in. Rav Nosson Zal says now, paragraph Choftes, v'zehu b'chinas suda shlishis. And this is the great significance of the third meal of Shabbos, suda shlishit, which we eat on Shabbos afternoon, towards evening, she'oz hu raivo deraivin. That period of time on Shabbos, when the sun is starting to set, is referred to as raivo deraivin. It's the ultimate time of closeness to Hashem, when Hashem has the strongest feelings of desire for us, and we can feel the strongest feelings of yearning and desire for Hashem. V'oz atiko kadisha goli rotzen delei. And then the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the highest levels of kindness of Hashem, this maimar sosum, this keser, this aye, which is also called atiko kadisha, reveals its deep desire. Kios ikar hatikin b'shleimus shenas al yidei adrochem kanal. Because that's when whatever is accomplished by these two paths of azamre and aye really comes to a completion. V'alkein ikar b'chinas Shabbos u'b'chinas nachlas Yaakov. And therefore the true essence of Shabbos is referred to as the inheritance of Yaakov Avinu. K'mo shekosuv, as the Torah tells us, im toshiv mishabbos raglecho, then v'achalticho nachlas Yaakov avicho. The pasuk concludes by saying that if you'll observe Shabbos properly, I will give you the inheritance, the special portion of your forefather Yaakov Avinu, shehu nachalo b'li metzorim. That refers to a portion that's infinite, that has no boundaries to it. Because when a Jew is zoche to blend together these two paths of azamra and aye, and to use them together properly, oz nizbatlin kol meitzrei hakedusha, then all boundaries, all constrictions are eliminated. Ki hakol yoshuvu el Hashem al yidei beiz hadrochem hoelu, because everyone will be able to return to Hashem through these two paths, shenasin derech kvusha al yidei Yaakov b'yoser, which become established especially through Yaakov Avinu, machmas shehu koilolom yachad v'kanal, because of the fact that he represents a combination of the two, a combination of Avram and Yitzchok, a combination of Azamro and Aye. V'alkein Yaakov daiko kovat chumen kanal, and this is why the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu was the one who established, who set up this eruvei tchumen. ki ikar tchum Shabbos al payam amo, because as we learned earlier, the basic boundary line of Shabbos is 2,000 amos, that a person's allowed to walk a distance of 2,000 amos from where they've parked their food, their suda of Shabbos, if there are no houses in the vicinity, etc. Shehu bechinas beis hadrochem hanal. This alpayim amos, this 2,000 amos, symbolizes these two paths of the two alephs of Azamro and Aye. Nimshach halidei bechinas Yaakov kanal. And we draw them upon ourselves through the aspect of Yaakov. Paragraph Lamed. Rav Nosson Zal says there's a very famous statement in the Torah where it says that two are better than one. It's because if one falls, the second one is always there to pick them up. And Rav Nosson Zal says that this statement in the Torah can certainly be applied to our discussion. Vezehu toivim hashnayim en hoechod. This is what's meant when Shlomo Melech says that it's always better to have two than one. She'im yipoilu, because if one should take a fall, hoechod yokim es chaveroi, the other one is there to pick them up. Hainu bechina shnei hadrochem anal. Rav Nosson says this could also refer to our discussion regarding these two paths of Azamro and Ayei. Shehem machzikim es kol hodom leval yipoil b'shum oifen boilam, whereby these two paths are intended to give each and every single person the encouragement that they need never to fall spiritually. V'zehu she'im yipoilu, this is why the pasuk says she'im yipoilu, that if a person will be about to fall, ho'echod yokim es chaveroi, one will pick up the other. Because at times when a person is feeling down and unworthy and unhappy, the person is able to encourage themselves by identifying good points that they're still able to see in themselves. Despite the fact that I'm doing a lot of things wrong and a lot of things aren't going well for me, I'm still able to identify some good things in myself or in my life. Shezeo Bechinas Avram Kanal. This is the concept, the aspect of Avram Avinu that we discussed earlier. Ulefamim Noifel Chas Veshom Gamizeh. And at times, a person falls even from this, meaning that the person isn't even holding on that level. Va'oz Ein Yochoy Lahachis Esatzmoy Beshum Dovor. And then the person cannot give themselves encouragement through anything at all that they can find within themselves. V'oz mechayes atzmoy al ideya bakosho v'achipus p'chinas ayanal. Then, the only way that the person can lift themselves up is by searching for Hashem. This concept of Aye, Hashem, where are you? Shemizeh haderech yefshela baldovor levalvelo elapilo yidei shum bilbul boilam. Whereby if a person is true to that, if whenever a person is experiencing darkness and feeling down, the person will always search for Hashem and seek out Hashem, the Satan, who is called the baldovor, will never be able to mess such a person up and knock them down. Because even if the Eitzahara, the Satan, the evil inclination, will try to convince the person that there's no hope for them because they've messed up things in such an incredible way, and even if it's true, v'gam atahu kamoi shehu, and even if right now I'm as bad as I am, afal pikein, despite that, me'achar shekvar gilu lanu, once the tzadikim have revealed to us, shafilu b'mekoymois hametunofim, yecholin lechapeis ulevakesh es Hashem izborach, v'lalo esaydei zeh daika letachles oli lebchinas ayei, that even when a person finds themselves in the filthiest places, in the darkest places, the person can still search for Hashem from there. And if they search for Hashem, they have the ability to lift themselves out of there and achieve incredible heights and bounce all the way up to the level of Ayeh. Alkein bevadai tomid yokom alamdoi. Therefore, a person who will be loyal to these two paths will always eventually be able to stand up and be firm in his place. And while they're doing this, while they're involved in this search for Hashem, this crying out, Hashem, Hashem, where are you? I want to connect with you. While they're doing that, their eyes will be opened and they'll be able to find good points within themselves and bring themselves to joy and to rejoice with their salvation, with the salvation that Hashem provides for them. Bezeo b'chinas, this is what the pasuk means, Shem yipoilu ho'echod yokom es chaveroi. If the person will fall from one of these paths, the other one will be able to lift him up. And now the pasuk concludes by saying, V'hachut ha'meshulosh lo'i b'mheiro yinotek. And if a person has a triple-threaded string, that will not be able to be broken quickly or easily. Hachut hameshulosh, the triple-threaded string, ze bechinas Yaakov. That represents Yaakov Avinu. Shekoilel beiz hadrochem yachad. He is the combination of both paths of Azamra and Ayeh. Loi b'mheira yinotek. And if a person plugs into that, they will not be easily taken out of their place. Because the main tikkun, the main shlemus, the main perfection is achieved when a person combines both of these paths, the path of Azamra and Ayeh together. Now Rav Nosson Zal introduces a new and final topic, which is the significance of visiting, traveling to, and visiting the gravesites of true tzaddikim. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'holchem v'noisim al kivrei ha'tzadikim amitiyim. Based on what we've been learning about, we'll be able to understand the great importance and achievement when a person is zoche to travel to the gravesite of true tzadikim. Ki ikar histalkus ha'tzadik hu lebechinas ayeh. Because when a tzadik passes away, when his soul leaves him, it rises up to this level of Ayeh, She'oyla l'shom betachlis hashleimus le'elo le'elo. The soul of the tzaddik rises up to the level of Ayeh in its highest, highest aspects. Ki ikar hamisa al yedei ha'pirud shegoram odom rishon b'chetoy kanal. Because we know that what really introduced death into the world is the fact that Adam HaRishon committed the sin of eating from the tree of wisdom against Hashem's wishes. V'chol echod kefima shezocha b'chayov l'chapeis u'levakesh es Hashem Yisborach tomid. And each and every single person, to the degree that they were involved while they were physically living in this world, in searching for Hashem and seeking out Hashem at all times, where each time that the person did this, they were rising up to an aspect of Ayeh, to the degree that the person did this during their lifetime. Relative to that, when the person passes away, they'll be privileged to have their soul rise up to this aspect of Ayeh, Sheshom Iker Kibul Schar. That's the place from which people receive their reward in the world to come. Bebechinas, as the Torah tells us in several places where it speaks about the reward of the future, and it refers to it as coming from this aspect of Ayeh. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mo rav tuvcho asher tzofanto li royecho. What is this great goodness which you, Hashem, have hidden away for those who have had a proper respect for you. Again, sofanto, hidden, referring to this maimar sosum. Bechinas, and as is written in another pasuk, ayin lo yiroaso elokim zulasecho, yase lamechak eloi. That no eye has ever seen you, Hashem, and no eye has ever seen that which awaits a person who serves Hashem properly, a person who waits for Hashem. So again, shekol ze bechinas sosum venelam. These are all describing a place that's very hidden. Bechinas aye, this concept of aye, which we said refers to the hidden statement of creation. Avol b'shas miso. However, at the time of death, machmas she'oz hu pirud, because at the moment of death there is a separation taking place between body and soul. The soul is parting from the body. Al kein oz misoirin b'yoyser kol mekoymois hametunofim she'yankimisham. It's for that reason that all the tuma, all of tuma, all aspects of impurity are stirred up, because that's where they draw from. They draw from separation, as we discussed previously. Alkein hameis metame tuma chamura kol kach. And it's for this reason that we're taught throughout the Torah that a dead body is considered to be one of the most severe types of tumah, of impurity. And each and every person has to undergo what they go through based on their deeds or misdeeds that they committed during their lifetime, ad sheyal elishom, until eventually they're able to rise up to that place, lebechinas aye, to that hidden place, aye, to bring new life into their bones. Avol hatzadik hagodol oila l'shom miyad. However, whereas the true tzadikim, the great tzadikim, they don't have to wait. They don't have to go through any processing. They immediately, as soon as their soul leaves, it immediately rises up to this aye, to this atiko kadisha, to this keser, to this maimar sosum, kemoi, Moshe, Yosef, veDavid. As, for example, the case of these three outstanding tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzaddik, and David HaMelech, shenistalku b'shabes b'mincha, where the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that all three of these tzaddikim passed away on Shabbos at the time of mincha, around the time when the sun is starting to set or about to set, beraiva deraivin, at a time that represents the most incredible level of closeness between Hashem and the Jewish people. Shehu bebechinas aye, and that time, raiva deraivin, is also referred to as aye, a time when we're able to connect to this hidden statement of creation. And the tzaddik, when he passes away and his neshama goes up to that place, he's able to draw from there light and all kinds of tikkunim, much more so than he was able to during his lifetime. Because the Torah tells us that tzaddikim are greater after their passing than they are during their lifetime. Because after the tzaddik passes away, his soul rises to this place of aye on a much higher level and to a much greater degree of perfection than he ever was able to achieve during his physical lifetime. Ki bevadai ho aliyah l'sham afilo mi shezoicha l'zeh, who become alofim urevavois bechinos madregos. Because for sure, a soul that's privileged to rise up to there's thousands and tens of thousands of levels. There isn't any one level, but there's all kinds of different levels in this incredible high place. Ukemuvan besoif hatoira ayanal, as is discussed at the end of chapter Ayeh Mekoyim Kavoidoi, chapter 12, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this is based on, Shegam Hatzadik Oiver Derech Elu HaMekoyimois Lefi Bechinosoi Koidem Kol Torah, that even a tzaddik goes through these different places before he has a revelation of Torah. V'yafal pikein, hu derech emes, v'yosher gam la'anoshim pshutim v'gasim, kemurishim. And even though this applies to great tzaddikim, this concept of ayem ekoim kevoidoi, it's also a true path, even for the simplest Jew, that when a person is feeling distant from Hashem, when a person is this crying out of ayem ekoim kevoidoi, Hashem, where are you? V'yalkein, Ato, achar histalkuso, yishoila l'shom balia neflo leilo leilo. And therefore, now, after the tzaddik has died, has passed away, whereby his soul has risen up to this place of aye in an incredible, incredible high elevation, alkein hakoil yechoilen listakin al yodoi. This is what makes it possible for everybody, every single type of person, no matter what level they're on, to be able to receive a tikkun through the tzaddik. Kimikol mekoymois hametunofim sheboilam. Because no matter what kind of filthy place in the world that the person is in, umikol mine avi avois hatuma sheboilam, and no matter what level of severe impurity in the world that the person finds themselves in, yecholin loshu v'lalois betachlis ho'aliyo al yedei aderech shel ayanal, it's possible for the person to return to Hashem and to rise to the most incredible heights through this path of ayeh, shemeir b'yoyser al yedei atzadik sh'olo l'shama kanal, which shines especially through the tzadikim, through the tzadik, who is zeche to have his soul rise up to that place. V'alkein tzrichin lovoy al kivrei HaKadosh. And this is why it's so important to come especially to the graveside of the tzaddik, the holy graveside of the tzaddik, kikol hakvorim metamin bo'ehel. Because usually a kever, a grave, is something that gives forth impurity. Aval tzaddik einoi metame boyel, kamoi shom razal. Whereas a tzaddik, the burial place of a tzaddik, does not give off this type of impurity. Ki adarabah, just the opposite. Kol hakedushois v'chol hatikunim nimshochem mishom. All types of holiness and all types of perfection and correction spiritually that a Jew could possibly need all come from there. They all come from the tzaddik, and especially from the gravesite of a tzaddik once the tzaddik has passed away. With this, we conclude the sixth chapter of Hilchos Eiruvei Tchumen and Likutei Halachos, and with this, we actually conclude the laws of Shabbos as presented in Likutei Halachos. The next halacha, Rav Nosson Zal points out, that Hilchos Tchumen Halacha Zayin, the seventh discussion on the topic of Hilchos Tchumen, Nichlelas B'Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin, actually appears as part of Hilchos Shabbos in Halacha Zayin, Me'ois Yutes, from paragraph 19 and on, in Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin, there is a discussion clarifying the topic of Eruvei Tchumen.